Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
You know what time it is, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion. Today is a very, very special, very, very, very proud day on this episode because we have an international French guest. His name is Kevin.
No, just kidding, guys. I'm actually American. I'm French, living in France, and totally not in Paris, so go away.
Oh, man, just explain yourself, man. Like, just explain your ethnicity story.
Oh, got a lot of background here. So, where to start? My mom's American. Oh, deception. but then, my dad's Iranianese, so he's from an island, a small island off
your
Madagascar.
Dad's a what? A what?
He's Iranianese from the Iranian like island, La Réunion. There you go.
Like Madagascar.
It's off of Madagascar. It's not Madagascar.
Same thing.
Oh, like the movie Madagascar.
Okay. He's a monkey, straight up. No, just kidding. But there's Chinese ancestry up for generations. And to that, I'm here in France now.
So to recap, your mom's American from California, correct?
Yeah.
And your dad's of Chinese descent from Madagascar-ish.
Ish. Well, I mean,
and they moved to France.
But it's like the island is French. And like, it's just better than Madagascar.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I just imagine Kevin, for those of you who don't have the video, I just imagine him as a giant cuddly panda who speaks French.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a beast,
it's like,
man.
It's like a Polynesian, but a little too white.
Yeah, he's Tahitian.
I feel that, yeah. Man, well, we're glad to have you on the show, bro. Can you, off, to kick it off, man, can you just say croissant as French as you can?
Croissant.
Ooh.
That was sick.
Croissant. Le pain, la baguette. Sorry. Le croissant. Can you say a grenouille? Guess what that means?
A glony.
Grenouille.
Linguini.
Oh, that was decent. No, not you.
Shut,
no,
up.
Was, shut up. Don't let me cry. No, that's a frog.
How about guinea pork?
Guinea pork.
What does that mean? Is it appropriate for the air?
Yes. Because guinea pig, even if it's totally not the guinea pork. Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah. That was French.
It was a French, French lesson.
Thank you for that demonstration.
Écoute, tu vas arrêter de me saouler maintenant.
Well, let's go ahead and start unleashing some questions on me, bro. All
right. So I guess, why do nose runs and feet smell?
Man, way to hit hard, man. First question early in the morning. Why do nose runs and feet smell? Ooh, I don't know, bro. It's probably just one of those weird pranks that God plays. Or maybe that's just, man, that's probably what French feelings. Just, that's probably what the French just think about us, man. Freaking
yeah.
French.
I mean, there's like raining cats and dogs. Like, you guys, your guys' expressions are just brilliant. What,
so
cats and dogs?
Man, so like in France, do y'all's nose smells? And your feet runs?
No. I mean, no. In France, they drown. Your nose drown.
That's really what they say?
Yeah. Ton nez coule.
Whoa, that is kind of cool.
Tony cool. Yeah, he's cool, you know.
What are some other funky French expressions that Americans can make fun of the white man?
The white man's can make can wait. oh gosh. There would be, I mean, for you guys, like, raining cats and dogs, we got, like, it's raining strings, like cords.
Like string cheese.
Yeah, kind of, but, like.
String brie.
You pretty cold, quoi.
Oh, gosh. Do you guys ever say, like, oh, it's as fat as an American?
Like, or do we make fun of Americans?
Yeah, do you have, like. Like a blank, because we say, wow, you're as scared as a Frenchman.
Oh. I mean, we usually don't talk trash about fat people, so. No, just kidding.
Oh, no. Got him.
I mean, no, but, like, we make fun of Americans, but more on, like, geography stuff. Or, like, because, like, you guys are, like, usually, I'm not saying you. But, like, Americans, like, typical Americans that have, like, big old uncultured people, like, will not be able to actually, like, place where countries are.
Oh, no, that is very correct.
Like, yeah, that's me. That, I take, like, that personally.
That is, like, so funny to us. Yeah. Like, how, like, we'd be like, hey, where's Ukraine? And you guys would be like, I don't know, somewhere around France, and they're like, bro, it's Europe, like, next to China, right?
All right. Yes.
All right. Australia is not that far.
It's right next to England.
Oh, man.
No, well, yeah. Yeah.
If you can't think of any more expressions, we just crank it on to the next one, bro.
Yeah. Think more about that. But yeah, whatever. when you tell the truth, like, do you tell the truth if you're lying in bed?
Can you rephrase the question?
When you lie in bed, are you telling the truth?
How can you tell the truth if you're lying in bed?
These are all just, like, insane grammatical questions, man.
Just putting English where it should be at. Right in the trash. No, just kidding. No, just kidding.
Man, just kidding, okay, actually, okay.
There's expression in English that are way better than French.
Well, that's why I personally don't sleep in a bed, man. I personally like bean bags, and I like couches. And every now and then, if you find that nice, soft carpet, man, just go to sleep right on the floor. Beds are overrated. You're spending all this cash money on a mattress. That's not even worth it, man, when you can just sleep anywhere.
Yeah, but, like, bro. I got a cousin that, like, legit sleeps on the floor. Like, wow. Even when he's, like, even when there's a bed available, like, he'll just... Whatever.
Is he like one of those people on My Strange Addiction who pretends to be like a dog?
I mean, not that bad, but kind of.
Oh, man.
I can't stop drinking cement. What?
What?
No, but it would be the kind of problem that these people would be on that show.
Yeah.
Dang, so that's what French people are like, man. They just sleep on the floor, pretend to be dogs, man. Don't be part of that family.
I mean, that one's just... he kind of looks like a Chinese Jesus now. It's funny.
Wow.
Huh. He's, like, having long hair, and we're like, oh, what the heck are you doing, bro?
Whoa, I can get behind that, though. Awesome. I'd get baptized by him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if... You could, because he's not that strong, but not saying you're fat, just saying he's weak.
It's probably a little bit of both.
Snap.
mean, you'd go down.
But you both go down under the water.
Double whammy.
Super baptism.
All right, let's crank into your next awful question.
My next awful question. Okay, I was wondering the other day, why were words like who chose the words actually? Like who said that color would be named green or brown? Like, when you think about it, like, and do we have all the same perception of it? Like, maybe we're all colorblind, but we're not, but who knows?
Dang, okay, that was actually a pretty dang good question. That was a little bit on the deep side, man.
Good luck, Keith.
Okay, well, my top three theories about who named all the colors, it would either have to be Walt Disney, Taylor Swift, or Genghis Khan. That's what I had to say.
You just home run that. You just slammed it out of the park.
Yeah,
I could go in depth with each of the theories, but to save us hours on end, I'll probably just keep it that way. Taylor Swift is definitely a tyrant overlord who has lived since the beginning of dawn, and she's the cause that the dinosaurs were killed. She's always been there naming the elements and animals and such.
All right, Flat Earth Man.
Man, but let's what was the second part of that question? Oh yeah, I always thought that was super. Oh yeah, sorry, go for it.
No, just what was the?
I need a refresher.
Like, do we have the same perception of things in general?
I think colorblind is a joke. People just say that so that way they can get handicapped license parking.
Wait. That's an actual reason to have handicap?
I thought so. Maybe it's epilepsy.
I was going to be like, America, you're just on another level.
Yeah, but I always thought it was... I always did think it was pretty fascinating how, like, no matter how hard you try, like, you can't imagine up a new color. Sometimes I would just sit there and just be like, come on, Heath, make that bush snarkle. And it would just never happen. And it's frustrating.
Snarkle. What?
Yeah, that's a new color that I'm going to name.
Oh, gotcha.
What?
I have a question. What color shirt am I wearing?
Red.
Pretty sure that's green and gold, right?
It's actually a sweater. You're both wrong.
Sweater color. Psych. Just deal with it.
You're right. Your theory's right, Kevin. We all see different things.
We see different things.
Scary, man. Just scary to think about.
It's kind of like the first people to think of, like for example, like the first guy that created Schwingum, like, were they like thinking like they actually created food and then chewed and chewed and chewed and then at some point realized they it would never end and they'd be like, that actually could be a thing.
Wow, yeah, that's some deep stuff. Food, yeah, like how to. Yeah, I mean, man, people probably didn't even brush their teeth, man, or take baths, like cavemen. How did they learn how to reproduce? All kind of weird stuff,
the
man.
The first dude that was like, I saw an animal do it. All right. Could be fun.
Try it out. Yeah, or like farming. They're like, okay, I found this weird potato looking thing. We're gonna shove it in the ground and hope it grows.
Yeah. And then like, I don't know, a month later comes back and is like, actually it worked.
And like he ate it and wasn't scared of dying.
Yeah. No, the first one died because, I mean. Oh. But then the other ones were like, fire.
Man, that'd be,
let's
yeah,
put
it's
in
just
the
like
fire. Maybe
your works. Whole world is just like a Minecraft world, man. You're just figuring out all what kind of weird crap. That must have been insane.
Minecraft.
Well, now I'm going to be thinking about that the rest of the day, Kevin. Things that I do normally. But how did the caveman figure it out? So before we get too down far in the rabbit hole in that one, go ahead and ask me the next question.
Next question. I mean, so I know the answer of that, but I still want to see your theory. Why is the sky blue?
Ooh. Well, I think...
Perception, but...
Okay,
we won't
okay.
go back down there.
Okay. Well, I heard once in school that it's the reflection of the ocean, but I think that makes zero sense. I think that it could be one of two things. Whenever the sunlight comes into the Earth's atmosphere, it refracts the light and makes it blue, like how it does with rainbows, except somehow it's always blue. And the second theory is that the sky is actually a projection, and it's from NASA. NASA is constantly projecting different times of the day through all the moon rotations and everything. So that way, we don't even know what's beyond, man.
What's beyond? Was like Apollo? Was it which one? 5 that went on the moon?
Apollo 11.
Oh yeah. See, and that was actually sponsored by the Confederate Army, man.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not actually an American flag up there, man. It's the Confederate flag on the moon.
What?
Look it up, bro.
Is it actual stuff or I gotta do some researches now?
Oh yeah, bro. Look it up after this. It's gonna blow your mind.
Wasn't Elon Musk gonna do something about sending people back to the moon or whatever?
Yeah, and Mars
with SpaceX.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says a lot of junk, though.
Yeah.
He's like that nerdy kid in class who acts like he's everything and says he's going to do a bunch of crap. And then all he does is make an electric car.
That's so sweet on the side.
Yeah. And names his kid numbers and letters.
Well, if I had that much money, I probably would too, man. Let's be real.
Let's be honest. He's only cool because he has money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I already figured out what I would name all my kids, though. I actually figured this out a few days ago. I'm going to name my firstborn son Sullivan Strickland. I think that sounds pretty cool.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Seat. Sullivan. And you can name him Sully.
That's new slang.
Yeah. Sully. And then my second kid, whether it's a boy or a girl, I'm going to name it Alfredo. Don't give me those looks.
I mean,
that's, as I said earlier, that's seat.
Everyone makes choices. Sometimes we regret them.
Dude, who doesn't like Alfredo, man? Alfredo's a sick
man. Your children will regret that decision.
Well, then I'll give him the option. He can either choose Alfredo or Fettuccine.
Yeah,
it's up to him.
Hours old, he'll be.
I'm naming my kid Crepe.
Crepe. I mean, no, you mean Crepe.
No. I'm gonna make sure it's American. Crepe.
Oh, Crepe.
Creepy.
Crepe.
Oh
Crepe.
My
Hello,
goodness.
My name is Crepe.
It rhymes with rape and grape.
That was one of my favorite experiences with you forever, Kevin, when we were just sitting in our derpy little apartment and you spent like 2 hours making that French Alfredo, whatever, whatever linguine garbage you made. And you'd spend like hours on it. And it was so good.
I mean,
with a crepe.
Decent food, usually.
Don't give me that crap, man. That was dang good.
I usually would just upgrade American food. Like, I'd put meat in, like, mac and cheese and make it better.
It's French, though. It's French, so therefore it's French.
Because I made it better. Oh, gosh.
Whips out Kraft mac and cheese and be like, this is Kraft mac and cheese.
No, that just... That just got German. This is Kraft. This is Kraft and Mac and Cheese. Did you just say Mein Kampf?
Mein Kampf, Mac and Cheese.
Hold a minute. It's a chapel.
Oh, man. All hell.
Okay, okay, okay. The Vorfreich is coming.
Oh, man. You got any other questions, man? This is so much fun.
Oh, there was that thing I was talking with a friend. Like, there's that surgeon that wants to... how do you call that? What's the word? Transplant. Transplant a head, like, from a body to another. And I was like, nah, that's not possible. Like, dog. But then, thinking about it... So, what's your opinion on, like, being able to transplant a head from a body to another?
Wait, to make sure I understand what you just said correctly, so, you're talking about, like, if Noah and I were right next to each other in, like, a surgery room, this man would literally cut off both of our heads and sew it onto each other's head.
Yes.
Yeah, well, the principle would probably, like, someone's dead, the other one body is dying, cut the head, put it on the other guy, and ta-da, works back.
Well, yeah, I'm all for that. I don't see anything unethical or terrifying about that. Yeah, well, we're good.
I'm not talking about the ethic. I'm talking about, is it possible? And I was more on the nah side, but, like, my buddy was like, oh, well, you know.
No way, dude.
Dead?
The body's dead. The body's dead. It's, like, gross now. I don't want it.
No, yeah, but, like, if you can do a heart transplant, like, for a moment, like, there's one dude without a heart, and the other one is just a heart. So, like, not, like, connected to a brain. So it's kind of like, if you can do a transplant of that and, like, transplant of any organs.
Huh. I want a guy who's jacked. I don't want no gross though. Body.
You just keep your normal body and an insanely chiseled man's head on your body. That'd be so funny. But I mean, I don't mean to be, how do I best say this? I'm pretty sure that, okay, yeah, here's the underlying thing of what I'm trying to say right now. Anything is possible, friends. You can do anything you want. It's like, man, I wish I had heart surgery so I could get that weird, like, pig tube into my heart. You know how people do that? Like, if they need, like, a heart valve or something, they can transplant, like, a cow or a pig's, like, heart valve into your own in case you need another one. I think that would be so cool to be, like, part pig, part human. There's that.
But it only lasts for, like, 5 years or 10 years.
Yeah.
Dude, then you can have multiple piggies inside of you, man. I think that would be sick.
Lame.
And I thought that was I got my appendix taken out a few months ago, and that was honestly, like, the coolest thing ever, man. I was, like, so excited to have surgery, it wasn't even funny. I was on the bed, on, like, the surgical bed, I think only just wearing underwear, and this one chick was, like, shaving my belly, and I'm like, this is kind of funky. I kind of dig this.
Funky. First time a girl's touching me, huh?
Wait, that wasn't the end of the story. I was like, man, this is so exciting. And then I was, like, so, like, just ready for it, man. And all of a sudden, like, they were getting things prepped in the next room or something. And all of the stuff that hooked up to me started beeping red, like the computer screen and everything. And I was like, boom, what the, like, dead. I was like, what's going on? Like, I haven't even started yet and I'm dying. And they came in and they're like, why is your heart rate so low? Are you just like super chill right now? I was like, yeah. Heck yeah, man.
she was rubbing my belly.
I was so excited, man. I mean, I got a whole week off of work and I was just sitting there watching TV.
Yeah, if your heart rate was low, you weren't that excited.
Well, I was like stoked in my mind. I was like, this is like a dream come true. I wasn't like eagerly like twitching, being like, yes, I can't wait for surgery. But now I have scars on my belly too, so it's really cool. I would definitely do it again. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. I did it again. So yeah, I would go for it, man. If anyone out there needs a test subject, I'm all for it. Take my head off.
Take my head off. And then, hello, Jesus.
Hello, Jesus. Chinese Jesus.
Chinese Jesus. My cousin. I'll present it.
Switch bodies with him.
You're not winning on this one, but...
That was a good... I like that question. I have to think about that more.
Yeah, I was also thinking about, like... You know, there's, like, everyday actions that you do alone. And that...
Okay.
I realized, kind of, like... I think I was on my mission when I realized that, but... of, like, those actions we, like, totally not do the same way. Of like, but like we kind of do, but it's like kind of groups, such as like when you wipe your butt, do you do it like standing up or like sitting down? There's people that do it like standing up, like legit. No. Yes, I swear.
Yo, like, I wipe legit. My butt standing up.
Oh God! See, that's what I'm talking about.
How would you do it if you're sitting down? Your butthole's in the toilet.
Yeah, because dude. Side, like the side wipe, you know?
That seems 100% more inconvenient than just standing up.
You would know, dude, if you stand up, your cheeks get together.
Then you just... It's all about effort, man. You just gotta do one fast and furious swipey-wipey, man, and you get it.
Only one swipe? God.
Depends on the poop, man. Sometimes it's two. Max is 2.5. I take showers, man. It cleans the whole body.
Oh, my gosh.
See? That's what I was talking about.
It did sound like you were specifically focusing on pooping, though. Like, what else
did you mean? Because that's, like, one action for sure, and that I've already talked about of, like, someone that did like that said something about like standing up, and I was like, "Wait, what? You're standing up while you're wiping your butt?" And she's like, or he's like, I don't remember. It's like, yeah, and it just got weird because I was like, "Well, I'm sitting now. I'm definitely not standing up."
I want to meet your friend, bro. He sounds like a chill bro. The standing up squad recall. Forever.
I don't recall who that was, but, like, for reals. It's like, oh, okay, also, milk first or cereals first?
Cereal.
Oh, yeah, definitely cereal.
Just weird people that put milk first. My sister-in-law puts milk first.
Dude, that's like putting water and then ice.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even fill the bowl up with enough cereal if you just fill it with that gross milk. No one's there for the milk in cereal. Everyone's there for the actual cereal.
Yeah. No, everybody's there for the mixture that the cereal makes the milk into.
Wait, what?
Because it tastes so good. Because the milk becomes sweet. You don't like drinking the milk after?
I pour that mess out.
Yeah, drinking the milk after. But, like, getting soaked cereals is, like, such an American thing.
Getting like you soaked
guys,
cereal?
You guys like... No, like, you...
What?
You guys like soaked cereals. Like, mushy, weird.
Oh yeah, man. Give me fruity pebbles. Just let them sit in there, guys. Let them sit in there for like 20 minutes, and they're just nothing. I love that.
Just mush. It's like you put it in a blender, man. Just becomes one. Oh.
Make a milkshake out of that.
Do you have like Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch in France, or do you have like other weird cereal like mini baguette?
No, like we don't have like as much or as many different kind of cereals as you guys. Even if your guys is just like, oh, our brand is making cereals with small marshmallows. Our kind is making cereals with bigger marshmallows. And it's like, whatever. We got green marshmallows. But it's always like cereals and marshmallows.
You forgot about cookies.
Oh,
yeah. My bad.
Cookies. No, like we have like same cereals, but like we don't have the marshmallows things. We just don't. It's just weird.
But do you miss it?
No.
Do you miss the marshmallows?
No. We got like... how do we... Muesli?
Whiskey?
Crustly? Muesli? It's like cereals.
Oh, Nestle.
Like actual cereals with like chocolate or like whatever. It's kind of like granolas. Case. Oh yeah, it's kind of like granolas but smaller, and with chocolate.
That's unfortunate. Like the
most granolas are good.
That's where we differ, man. Granola is disgusting, and I don't know who thought it was a good idea to also put it in milk. But yeah, like those Nature Valley things, man. It just tastes like hardened sand that was on the beach, man. It does, and like nuts. It's so crunchy and hard.
At the same time, you gotta think, like, we like baguettes that are crunchy and hard.
I like granola, and I like buying the granola, the Nature Valley stuff, and putting it in my cereal.
I recall that.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
I recall that.
Yuck.
I put it in a cup.
Or, like, with yogurt. With yogurt, it's actually, like, really good, too.
That's true. Oh, yeah,
and bananas.
Good.
Yep.
Bananas are something different, man. But I'll... man... it looks like I have to start asking people every time I meet someone if they stand up or sit down while wiping their butt, because it looks like that also determines about. It's like that also determines your granola.
You'll start judging people like, oh, you stand up. Oh, you sit down. All right.
Dang.
Also, in France, we got a like pink toilet paper.
Huh?
Yeah, that's like something that usually Americans think it's funny.
Is it softer like than usual? White.
No, it's just pink. I don't know why.
It's fancy. It's the fancy.
Like oui, I can't go get my toilet paper. It's pink.
Yeah, do it. I want to see it really fast.
All right. Go get it. All
right. Yes. I'm so excited.
Oh, it still looks white.
Yeah, it looks white on over Facebook Messenger.
Gosh, how to put that? Let's have something white next to it. Boom.
Oh, that makes it better.
Dude.
That's actually pretty cool, man. That's actually pretty cool.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm moving
on. Kevin, you're a star for going to grab your toilet paper.
Yep. I just wiped my butt with it.
That's yeah, it. Give us a demonstration.
Sitting
please.
Down.
Case closed.
Does it also, does it come in other colors or is it just pink?
No, it's white and pink. I have no clue why there's just pink toilet paper. This makes no sense. Like, why would you add colors, like, for your butt shits?
I don't know.
I guess just for different contrast, man. Anything can be art. Actually, that reminds me of something else. Have any of y'all ever used lotion tissues? Like with the lotion built in? What does it
mean? And I've used the Vicks ones, like the ones that have Vicks in it.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, what does it feel like? Does it get lotion all up in your nose?
No, it's just like really soft. Like, it just doesn't hurt. Like, it's actually really nice. That's the only tissues I buy.
Do they have that in France? Like tissues combined with lotion? And they're like really weird feeling?
No. We got like... No. It's the first time I hear about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Like, it's a weird
thing.
They
put lotion in tissue. Is it greasy then?
That's what I'm saying.
It's just it's this.
Like, we have like tissues that like smell like minty, like, but that's like the furthest we'll go as upgrades.
With scents, that's kind of cool.
This is a lotion tissue.
Lotion tissue.
Whoa.
It's just soft.
It just has like, it has like a texture to it, and it's like really, yeah, keeps your face hydrated.
Interesting.
You don't need to drink water with that kind of tissue.
Exactly. You just eat the tissue.
Yep. I actually, this is probably an unpopular opinion, but I use paper towels to blow my nose.
No. Wrong.
They're that's sturdy, wrong. Man, and I like the
that's
grit.
The old
I like the
people's
grit.
Way.
Not wrong.
Well, you just blow your nose so hard, but yet it catches it, man, and it just leaves the weird, like, raw skin on your nose, man, when you blow your nose.
I hate that. Oh, I hate that gosh. So much.
It's a power it's move.
Just,
it's a power move.
Just so disgusting, bro. Then you just put it back straight in your pocket. And what happens 2 hours later? You just pull that back. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, then I actually wipe my butt with it too, standing up.
All right. No, but actually, I do remember having that discussion with you of like the towel and being like, that's hecka weird. I mean, that's just old people. Like, old people do that and always thought that was disgusting.
Well, I just figured it out sooner than most, man. You'll all be there eventually.
Oh, no. No, I'll be the cool grandpa.
Well, you got any other dinger questions for me, bro?
Dinger questions.
What is a dinger? No, I'm just kidding.
What is a dinger?
It's just a true banger question.
A true ringer is a banger.
What?
Like, also, like, the first people, like, that created sports, like, was it just... Yeah, I know I'm a lot on creation right now. But it's, like, always, like... The way of thinking, like, always when there's, like, the first person to do something, like, also, when they do it, like, do they go and share around and look like, kind of, like, I don't know, people, like, prideful people being like, look what I did, that's so cool, and everyone's like, oh, that's lame, because, like, it's different, but it's really not. You, mister?
Yeah, I invented this sport called ripstick hockey. And on my driveway, we'd have our ripsticks, all of us. And we get this little, it wasn't a hockey puck. We'd get like a piece of plastic, like a circle.
Like a Petri dish.
Like a Petri dish. Like that electrical tape came in and we put it down. And our hockey stick was the ripstick. So we'd ride around and you have to like slap it with the ripstick into the goal. And I shared it with my whole neighborhood because I was like, let's play. And it became the most popular thing in my neighborhood. We played it for years.
Wait, like you were holding the ripstick or you were on the ripstick?
You're on the ripstick and you're like, you're riding and you just slap it with it while you're riding. It's so fun.
It sounds really hard.
It is. That's why it's so fun.
So if I'm correct in what Kevin's original question was, then you're saying that Noah is a very prideful man for starting a sport and trying to share with others.
I was wondering, like for example, like the first people that do a race, that did the race, was it just two dudes that were like, I can run faster than you? No, I can.
Yeah.
And then, and then there's a third guy coming and like, no, I can run faster than you too. And then it's just like kind of like a bunch of prideful people being like, I can do it better than you.
Yeah. It's definitely that.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
freaking Olympics.
Yeah, and then like the first dude like to throw like a disc, like what was the point behind it? Like,
guy shows up, he's like, "That was a weak throw, man. Let me try."
Yeah.
Man. Like either way, like I still don't like it. Just, yeah. Like. Interesting. I could have sworn you would have brought up the whole metric thing by now, too, Kevin. The whole metric system question.
Why are Americans dumb?
That, wow. Yeah, answered it.
Yeah. That's the underlying basic question you wanted to ask.
Just answered it.
Like, so, okay, there's just the logic metrics. Oh, makes so much sense. And then there's, like, imperial system, which is, to explain to people that don't know, that are listening, the just what you guys use, like pounds and gallons and whatever.
I'm going to explain this very simply to you, Kevin, so it can penetrate your small French brain. Here we go. America is, in fact, the best country ever. And whenever we obliterate all other countries, your whatever system you use will be extinct and irrelevant. So you best be learning the American way now, or else you will have to go back to school later, man.
You guys will just get lost before even trying to do something to the rest of the world. We're attacking Japan. Where's Japan?
Oh, man. It's messed up, all right?
That was pretty funny, though. We're just trendsetters, bro. You'll figure it out soon enough. People will convert.
All right. That's what Catholic said. What?
Yikes. Well, that's a whole other debate, man. That's going to be... Yeah, if any of you are a Catholic, take that up with Kia, or Kevin. I don't know why I just called you Kia. Oh, yeah, so, I didn't even
listen,
say what...
Listen, Kian, suck it up.
Dude, I can't even believe we didn't even bring up what your last name was at this point.
Oh, right. Tia Sui Chong.
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 Tia Sui Chong. Coolest name ever, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's way too long. Triggered people. what's your last name?
Is your last name a full name? Somebody's full name?
Wait, how do you say that? Where are you from?
Are you Chinese?
No. They usually wouldn't be that straight up. They wouldn't want to look racist. But they were, but they didn't want to look like. So they'd be like, "Where are you from?" I'd be like, "Oh, I'm French, but my mom's American."
And they were like, "What the heck is your last name like, still?"
But like, all right, but like, where are your ancestors from? Oh, well,
where's Madagascar?
Yeah.
And they're like, "Wow, then, Kevin, your English is really good."
Usually, like, half of the people would be like, "Oh, you're from California, right?" And I'm like, I mean...
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, whatever.
Wow. Well, actually, that solved another problem for me, man. Whenever I have a lot more kids, I'm going to name one Tia, one Sui, and one Jong. And then it's going to be sick, man. Then you have to come and meet them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm just like, guys... Sorry for that.
And like, I'll be like, "Tia Sui Chong, please kill this man because he sits, he wipes sitting down," and then that'll be the end of you.
They'll be like, "You've been taught so wrong. Know the way of your ancestors."
Dispose of him. Man, well, there you have it, folks. You've learned a lot about the evil French point of view. And why America's better in this episode. We thank you very much for your sacrifice, Kevin Tia Sui Chong.
My sacrifice? No. That's... Oh, whatever. Yep. My sacrifice. America is... America.
Amen.
Amen.
thanks for joining us, friends.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that is the end of this week's episode. And next week, we're starting World War III. Join us next time.